Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? How are you today? Happy Friday Eve to you. Welcome to the Game Show. This is PLR. Wow, there's a lot to get into today. It's Football Thursday. Football Thursday. Who you got tonight? Who do you think wins? I don't know. We'll see. Jabari Bird is looking more and more like a bad guy. He already did, but he's really starting to look like a bad guy. These MLB races are starting to heat up, y'all. What will we see as everything comes to an end? College football. I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it? Into our second week of college. Friday pick tomorrow, but today we will obviously get into the pick for tonight. We'll see what will happen between Cincinnati and the Ravens. Welcome to the Cave Show. Like I said, this is PLR. Those are some of the topics we're going to get into today. We are brought to you by the one, the only, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there and get one of the best selections of sticks in the valley. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. You can get a locker back up to the humidor. Never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Let them know that PLR sent you. Like I said, they will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you'll have. We'll start really soon. We may start this week. I haven't made up my mind yet. Against me, if you win, you get a choice of what I smoke. I shouldn't say a choice. You get what I smoke from Maduro, so win a cigar. So we'll get that going here pretty soon as well. Anyway, all that is happening today on The Cave Show. Like I said, this is PLR. All calls are made via the Kerry Lackey hotline. That telephone number is 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Do have a caller on hold. Thanks for hanging with us in the cave on this Friday Eve. This is PLR. Who do I have the privilege of speaking to today?
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou. I like that, Friday Eve.
Yeah, it's Friday Eve. So we can get just a little bit loose, but not too loose.
Right.
Because we know what's happening tomorrow.
Right. But as also said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, too, so.
Hey, it always is, isn't it? It's always happy hour.
Yep, I had to do that. Well, I can tell everyone who is not happy right now, and that's my Yankees, because right now our lead in the wild card is slipping. It's down to one game.
You know, on another station today, I heard Michael Kay, legendary voice of the Yankees.
Michael who?
Talking about Michael K?
Yeah, Michael who? I'm being sarcastic, Paul. I know who he is.
and he was talking about the Yankees and how he has really a good belief that they are going to be fine. You know, Judge is out obviously a little bit longer than everyone thought, but
yeah.
A lot of it has to do with maybe he, the guy broke a bone in his hand, and they said 3 weeks. So,
yeah. You
know, it's just a matter of the Yankees getting right. Because, like I said, they don't want to play a wild card game 3,000 miles from home, one game, then have to turn around and fly all the way back to the East Coast.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think – well, yeah, Oakland's going to play, so I guess they don't mind. Like, well, they got to play on our turf. But remember – I don't always believe in the home field advantage either.
You know, I'm not always that big of a person on a home field when you are playing a longer series, because the better team will win when that happens. But
right.
I do believe in home field when you have a one-game playoff, and in the back of your mind, you have to get everything set up for that one game, because you know, obviously, if you obviously, if you lose, you go home. But you have to set stuff up, and you can't set anything up, especially if you know that. And I found out they can play the Red Sox. So if you have to go 3,000 miles to play a game, only the two games later, turn around and fly all the way back, you're going to think about that. I don't care how well you're dialed in. I know every person's going to say the right things and say, well, you know, we only can think about this game. We can only do this. In the back of your mind, you know they're thinking about more than just that. So I think that's the part that would worry Yankee fans, that you don't want to fly all the way over there to play them.
Yeah.
So, but if you get all your guys back and Sanchez can remember that he can hit, and, you know, Tanaka's pitching fine, and Jay Happ has pitched in the playoffs. Hell, he's pitched in a World Series before. You know, so if you can just win that, keep that best record for the wild card, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we still have, of course, 16 or so games left before it all gets decided.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is. What the hell are the A's on? They just cannot lose. Let me throw this out there, and I'm being 100% serious when I say this. We keep penciling in the Yankees to play the A's. What if the A's make up these three games in the next week and a half or 2 weeks? I'm being deadly serious. They're only three games back in a loss column to Houston. Now, I'm not looking at a schedule to know if they have Houston again, but there's no guarantee that Houston can fight off the A's. I mean, they're both playing great baseball. You know, the A's are 8-2 in their last 10, and the Astros are 9-1 in their last 10. But what happens if that one game playoff comes down to Yankees Houston? I'm not ready to just. I'm not just ready to write the A's off and say they can't catch them.
No, of course not.
And so we shall see.
And what you mentioned about Jabari Bird, I think in the amount of time he could be a jailbird.
You're not lying. He was already looking like a bad guy anyway, but now he's really looking like a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's things do not look good. And just on a note, the Strolls and the A's are done playing each other for the rest of the year. But listen, but Lou, before we get back to Jabari Bird, listen at the way the A's closed the year. They closed the year by playing Baltimore, Tampa Bay, who has nothing to play for anymore, the LA Angels, who have nothing to play for anymore, Minnesota, who has nothing to play for anymore, and then their last six, Seattle, who will at that point have nothing to play for anymore, and L.A. again, who will have nothing to play for anymore. And you know what the injuries that L.A. has been having, who knows if they don't start shutting everybody down for the year. So there is no guarantee that they can't catch the Houston Astros. Just
but,
saying.
But of course, even though all those teams, you know, have nothing to play for and are losing, but at the same time, you know, how many games can they possibly, you know, win against them, you know, even though they're all below 500.
My point is they only have to be three games better than what Houston would be. That's my point. I'm not saying that they have to win out, but if they're just three games better than what Houston would be to close the American League out, that would be in itself
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's my point. I don't think that they're going to, just because these teams are bad, they're going to just walk in the door and just go undefeated the rest of the year. But, you know, on the flip side, not that they're playing great, the only real team that the Stros have to play, they do have to play Arizona, who's actually battling for a playoff spot. And then they get Seattle, L.A., Toronto, and then Baltimore. So then they get the Bums. But they will have at least one tough series left. So we'll see. We'll see. And then, like you said, Jabari Bird, yeah, bad guy. It's looking like, you know, reports and rumors have it that he's choked a woman over a dozen times. That's just not good.
You know, I mean, it was, you know, said that he strangled a woman at least a dozen times at his residence.
That's just not good.
No.
Kicked her in her stomach, dragged her from the door when she tried to leave, locked her in the bathroom. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot to come out about this, and that's just, none of it looks like it's going to be good.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, we shall see. Like I said, what I don't want to do is jump the gun, as we saw with the situation with Shady
right.
McCoy. No charges were brought against him at all. We had another case where a lady came out and said she was just absolutely lying about everything. But then we have cases where it's 100% absolutely true. So we shall see.
Yes, we shall.
Big game tonight. Baltimore is playing Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore looked real good. They were playing Buffalo. Cincinnati looked good on the road, but they were playing Indianapolis. Tonight, Lou, do we get Joe Flacco, like the real Joe Flacco?
Will the real Joe Flacco please stand up?
I hear you. Well, will we get the Joe Flacco that showed up? Will we get Andy Dalton, the real Andy Dalton? Or will we get Andy Dalton?
No, Dalton, forget it. Dalton doesn't have it anymore. It's going to be Baltimore all the way.
I agree.
Gotcha.
So we'll see. Either way, it's a divisional game worth watching Thursday night, early in the season. Nothing's going else is going on tonight. Sports, in case everyone has a family out there, they're looking at me and tell me to shut my mouth because I know somehow I'll end up doing.
Well, of course, there's a couple of college games that got moved up.
Yeah, because of the storm. I think Wake Forest plays early, if I'm not mistaken. And there's one more game, but I don't remember. 5:30, yep. Yep, so that's a good afternoon escape. You know, that's 2:30 our time. I know my kids got out of school at 2:30. Pick them up, come home, and after doing an hour of homework,
time,
like I'm back in school
time.
Again. Yes, and after doing an hour of homework, like I'm back in school again, I'll be able to have something to do because they – put me back in school with my sons. My little son gets an hour of homework a night. There's nothing like a second grader getting an hour of homework every night.
Right.
So, I'll get to do homework today.
Right. Just like when, baseball, player games were played in the afternoon.
Do you remember those days? I am not a Cubs fan. I say that all the time, but I remember when Wrigley did not have lights, and I went to school right down the street from Wrigley. And I remember going to games with my old man, who was a diehard Cubs fan, even though he swore he wasn't. And I just those day games, I mean, games started at 1:10, and that's before everything was on television all the time, like national television. So Cub games were just on WGN. And
yes.
Games took a couple hours, 2 hours, 25 minutes for a National League game. You're out of there before 4 o'clock.
Well, for me, it started at 3 o'clock after school.
Okay.
Yeah, here in the East. And even those long games that went extra, it didn't go to like 8, 9 o'clock. It was, you know, it was over in like about 3 hours. Even the game went 14 innings.
Well, times have definitely changed. Pace of the game has definitely changed. Everything takes a week now. So that's just the way it goes. But, yeah, I remember those. Hell, I remember out of high school watching Maddox pitch. And
oh, sure.
Greg Maddox was a master at throw the ball back. I'm ready to pitch. Throw the ball back. I mean, there are games. Maddox games sometimes would go 1 hour and 50 minutes. You know, and I know he had his heyday with the Braves, but he was a pitcher with the Cubs too, and I mean he was a pitcher with the Cubs. Those are games you did not mind going to. Our little game starts at 1:10. He's in essence throwing a 2 hour game. By 3:10, you're done.
Right.
You know, but that's back in the old days when you looked at the back of the paper every day and you wanted to check batting. See who was leading the league in average and stolen bases and all that stuff. And before everyone was online, they had those stats in the paper every single day. And I think I just officially aged myself.
So have I. I mean, I'm not as young as I look.
I always say I'm not as young as I feel.
Yeah.
Or maybe so.
And
but
the
yeah,
Hall of
so
Fame announced their NFL Hall of Fame announced their nominees.
Go for it. I'll let you unveil it.
All right. Well, the class of nominee for this year, the first timers are Tony Gonzalez
and
Ed Reed, London Fletcher. And Champ Bailey.
I would say, yeah.
Bailey?
I would say. Yeah. I would say that.
That's possible. I mean, I don't know about London Fletcher, though. Ugh.
That's what I said. On the fence, but Tony Gonzalez is a shoo-in. And Ed Reed is a shoo-in. There's no way.
You think punters are really worthy of getting in the Hall of Fame? I mean, they just punt. They don't really do anything else.
Say that again?
You're mentioning about punters?
Punters should get in. I don't see why they don't. It took only about 8,000 years to get in. But if you are the best at your position in the history of doing what you do, why should you not get in? Why should a kicker not get in? You mean to tell me Adam Vinatieri is not a Hall of Fame kicker?
No, okay, there's one exception. I mean, he did kick the game-winning field goal.
Adam Vinatieri should get in. The guy that's kicking for – look, since New England has been winning, they've had two kickers. They both should get in.
Right. So why isn't he in, though?
Well, he's still playing. He's 85 years old, and he's still kicking.
Yeah, he is kind of like a dinosaur.
So, yeah, he's still kicking, but I see some of the other guys,
mm-hmm.
Edwin James, Isaac Bruce, Kevin Mawai, Steve Hutchinson, Alan Faneca, Tony Vercelli, John Lynch, Ty Law. So some of these other guys are up again. But like I said, Gonzalez to me is in. Ed Reed to me is in. Champ Bailey is in.
In.
London Fletcher, I'm not quite so.
Yeah, Fletcher, you can take or leave.
I'm not quite so sure of. But some of the other guys that are back up again, maybe this is John Lynch's year to get in. Maybe this is Isaac Bruce's year to get in. I don't think the Edge gets in. I'm being serious. I think the Edge was really, really good. But
yeah.
I don't know if I think Hall of Fame and think Edge. I could be wrong. I want to know if there's a name every time I look at this that still isn't on this, and I still think it's really sad. Ricky Waters is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, look on the bright side. At least you're on the decide by tomorrow. You got 5 months.
Yep. And there are some coaches that are on. Let's not leave them off. Bill Cowher, Tom Flores,
oh, yeah.
Mike Holmgren, Jimmy Johnson, and Dick Vermeil. Jimmy Johnson is a Hall of Famer.
He's got to be. He's got to get in there. He brought
Bill
Dallas
Cowher
back on the map.
He did. Bill Cowher is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, of course. Bring out the terrible towels.
I thought Tom Flores was in. But those are some good coaches. Mike Holmgren, I mean, he got one team to a Super Bowl to a win. He got another team in Seattle to a Super Bowl. He's a good coach.
Yes.
And Dick Vermeil, he's not in.
How could he not be in? I mean, really?
I don't know. But
I mean, this committee
is
ridiculous. What are they basing it on?
I don't know. I go back to, I put this in this order, and I'm not familiar with the NHL Hall of Fame, so I'm not going to pretend to be.
All right.
But in order, I think it goes getting it right, sometime almost too right, NBA, then the NFL, then Major League Baseball. And I think it goes like this because, and I say it like that because I think people who vote for Hall of Fame, for the Hall of Fame in basketball, have shorter memories. In football, the memories get a little longer, hence why it took T.O. three times to get in, or Michael Irvin
right.
two times to get in. And then in baseball, their memories are like elephant memories with the stuff that they want to remember.
They forget.
So, and so I think that's how, in order, they get it right. Football inevitably gets it right, but sometimes, you know, writers are, well, this player wasn't. I think writers actually are – And I write, too. But I think writers can be jerks because if a guy doesn't like you, you kind of hold your vote up. If you think they did something wrong, then you don't vote for them. I just think writers have too much pull on a lot of crap they really shouldn't have pull on.
Right.
That's the deal,
okay.
Man.
All right. That'll do it. And, of course, you got the football picks tomorrow, correct?
We have picks tomorrow. We have a guest. I have a guest calling in tomorrow. So tomorrow is going to be a good, fun, packed day.
All right. All right, Paula. Then I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Talk to you then. Thanks, Lou. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to hear from him. Like I said, we got Ed Smith calling in tomorrow, 1:15. Be good to catch up with my man there. As usual, as always. A lot of good stuff. Do you realize NBA training camp is only a week away? I take it back. 10 days away. That is absolutely positively crazy. I'll tell you what's even more fun. Listening to LA people fight amongst themselves over LeBron James. I'm finding this so entertaining. I find it entertaining that you have to convince part of Laker fans that it's a good thing that the best player in the NBA today is actually on their team. This is so enjoyable to convince them. You have announcers saying, I can't believe that people still are complaining that he's here. What's wrong with you? You have Jeannie Buss 2-3 weeks ago going on air saying, if you don't like LeBron, then you're really not a Laker fan. You're having Kobe to have to come out and say, hey, I'm down with LeBron. This is funny. You can't even put a picture of LeBron up in the city without someone coming by and doing something to it. This is humorous. At the Sports Cave, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, fan page, Caves with a K, thesportscave.com, Caves with a K, PLR on Sports on Twitter. Make sure you're checking all of them out. Make sure you're following all of them. Tomorrow, Friday, big show. The one and only Ed Smith is joining us. Until then, I appreciate everyone for hanging with us. Oh, by the way, Triple G is going to win. I'll repeat that tomorrow. Until then, everyone, have an incredible Thursday. See you Friday. This is PLR. This is the Game Show.